it's in the dark. Sorry about Grammy night. Was flying on my mind. Was in a different place. Tortured and drifting by. Kept dancing in that house. The windows turned to black. The windows turned to black. My eyes are rolling back. Yeah. Hope I get one more chance. Hope I get one more call. I only know what's going on. I have lost it all. Lost it all. Lost it all.
Good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. and I'm turning on which mic for Ashley? Can you go to mic 4? Great. This is Nacy. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Right now, I am in the studio with co-host Ashley.
Hello.
No, can you try the other one?
Hello?
Yeah, that one's...
Okay, sorry guys, it's been a minute.
We're back in the studio together.
Yay! Finally. And leap day's tomorrow. Yeah, so I've been gone for a semester and a few weeks.
We haven't been on the air together since this summer.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy, but so happy to be back.
Everyone say welcome.
I'm Yay!
DJ chat. Welcome back, Ashley. Today is February 28th, 2024.
Tomorrow's... I was just saying to someone that we should have leap day off because it only happens once every 4 years.
Actually, I said that to you.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
I said that the other day.
I didn't mean to appropriate slash co-opt that. That's so my bad.
No, I'm glad it resonated with you.
No, I feel it really deeply.
Yeah. Especially after that book.
Yes, Leap Day by Wendy Mass. If you haven't read it, guys, I highly recommend. It's a great book.
It is a great book. For any age.
Yeah. Are you excited about Leap Day?
I'm excited about Leap Day. Yeah, it does feel special. Every 4 years, there's just like an extra day. Do you have any Leap Day plans?
Tomorrow's Thursday. I gotta go to work and class. I'm gonna get myself a treat to make it special, but I think that's gonna have to be it.
What if we got special dinner?
Ooh. Yes, because me and Nacy have a Thursday class together. Yeah. Yes, let's do that. Let's do that.
Okay, maybe we'll go to Sufra, the best restaurant in the Fenway area.
Yeah, for anyone listening, if you want to meet us at Sufra tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll probably go around...
Be there.
I don't know, 5:30.
That's hilarious.
Well... Maybe we should get back into some music.
Yeah, go for it. What do you have picked next, Nacy?
I selected a song from Little Sims' new album called Far Away.
Good choice.
So we'll get started with that now. Enjoy.
I would give off all the days. Memories were made. I'm a little bit ashamed. I won there for you. Now my pillow calls your name. From the middle of the night through the day, I would give up. Don't wait around for me, my baby.
guess I'm the fool to blame. 'Cause I wonder for you. And now my pillow calls your name. From the middle of the night through the day, I will give up. I will give up. Don't wait around for me, my baby. Can't bear to see your tears, my darling. If you wait around for me, my baby.
Yeah. I say bounce that shit like.
Can't feel this void between us. I cannot stand losing you. Whoa, whoa. All these feelings intertwined. Oh, fighting the urge to reach out. And my stance remains unchanged, baby. I can't help it, I'm so into you.
That was Massive by Drake. Before that, you heard Child's Ghetto Play by Astatek.
That's a hard name to pronounce.
It is. Emergencia by Nathy Peluso. And cute. Far Away by Little Sims. Before that was February 2017 by Charlie XCX with Claro and Yeji, which I don't think we said.
But I'm really enjoying the lineup so far today.
It's getting really clubby, which yeah. we didn't anticipate, but I'm enjoying nonetheless.
Why not? Like, Leap Day could be a club day. It could be a chill day. It could be anything.
During the break, we were just talking about what Leap Day means to us, and I think some words that were coming up were exceptions, cycles, return. What else?
I don't know, like a lapse or a break in time almost.
What are you thinking about on this leap day, on this particular leap day, which I guess is tomorrow?
I just have been thinking of it as a regular leap, but I think it would be a regular day. But I think it would be more fun if I did try to do something special. Like if we got dinner, that would be nice.
Yeah.
I just wish that for the rest of the world, it also didn't count.
What do you mean?
Like, wouldn't it be so fun if it was just like a free for all for one day?
Like that movie, The Purge?
No, like, not in a violent way. But just in a, like, you just don't, like, when you're setting deadlines or something, you just, like, wouldn't count it as a day that you do work.
Oh, so a holiday.
Yeah.
But something that's not a holiday.
Like, we just didn't put it on the calendar, and it just happened anyway.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And we'd be like, oh, my God, it's a special day. It's a surprise. That would be great.
Yeah, that would be great.
What are you thinking about?
I guess I'm thinking about, like, it's a return to something. Because it only happens once every 4 years. It's like, where was I on my previous sleep day? What do things mean? What am I coming back to or shedding? But maybe that's too much. That's the face that you just made, guys. I wish there was a visual format for this because that was an insane face that Nisi just made.
Well, coming off of the club music, I guess we can get a little existential now because we're going to transition into some
this is the
vibes,
conversation post club on the subway or walk home.
Yeah, I just feel like going back to February 2024 is like a road that I don't know if we want.
You mean 2020?
2020, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so true. We're on the verge of a reckoning.
I didn't even think about that, but it's bringing that's making a whole new meaning.
Okay, let's stop. Stop thinking about it.
Maybe we'll find something to share in the next break.
Yeah, anyways, speaking of celestial patterns, this is SZA's new release, which I really enjoyed and I hope you guys like too.
I hate this place, stuck in this paradigm. Don't Thank you.
that was Mirror by Grace Ives. Before that, you heard I'm Sorry We Lied by Blood Orange, Palos by La Paloma, and Saturn by SZA.
What did you think of the new SZA song?
I thought it was good. Will I be adding it immediately? Probably not. But if I listen to this playlist again, maybe it'll grow on me, and then I will become into it, you know?
That's so fair.
How did you feel about the Blood Orange song?
I liked it. I liked both the Blood Orange and the Grace Ives song.
Good.
I didn't find it stressful, as you warned me. I just thought, I feel like it's a good walking song.
It is, yeah.
Like, listening to
it's
it.
It's very it's highly motivating.
Yes, yes, I would agree
with that. It also feels, I feel like the leap day to me is kind of like a start and stop of just like one single day.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like February's supposed to end today,
uh-huh.
and then it doesn't.
Yeah.
And March is supposed to start tomorrow, but it doesn't.
Oh, I see.
So for some, I don't know, it felt connected in my mind.
It's
to that
liminal
song.
AF.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, well, up next, we have another song about time.
Ooh. Did you first want to share something for our audience that they should know?
Yeah, this is some numbers to think about. World wealth distribution. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thanks, Ashley. That's an important thing to think about, especially as a student at Tufts, with many one percenters.
Anyways,
back to Leap Day and time. Do you have anything to say about this song before it begins?
I was recently watching an Instagram reel, which I know is a horrible way to start a sentence. But it was this comedian, Brian Park, who, like, does a lot of, like, satirical characters and such. He was doing, like, a really annoying guy that was, like, mansplaining things to you, like, of a financial bro type situation. And then one of the comments was, like, did you know MGMT was, like, supposed to be satirical or whatever? Like, as something that he would say. And yeah. If you didn't know that, guys.
It's true. They were trying to make fun of people who would, like, the kind of music that they made, and then everyone loved it. So
what does that say about us? I really like this next song that we're about to play.
We're just the masses, so
just sheep.
There's what nothing wrong do? With that.
We'll be right back. playgrounds and the animals and digging up worms. I miss the comfort of my mother and the weight of the world. I miss my sister, miss my father, miss my dog and my home. Yeah.
Oh, different when God was on your side? Who bears the future? Do they care why? I know you're tired of trying. Listen clearly, you don't have to try. Capricorn, the year that you were born. Finish fast, and the next one wasn't yours. Too old for time, young, too young to live alone. Sifting through centuries for moments of.
That was Capricorn by Vampire Weekend, and before you were listening to Paces by Feeble Little Horse, previously 8-Ball by Vesper Gray, All at Once by Andrew Kamen, and Time to Pretend, a super clean version by MGMT.
And I just want to remind you, this is Nacy and Ash.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Ashley.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Time Warp. Happy Leaf Day to all, and
have a great day tomorrow.
Yay.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
So sad, I know it's over. But life. life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Yeah, let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning.